Lenox Township is bracing for another packed and heated meeting tonight as residents continue pushing back against the township's potential rezoning of roughly 1,500 acres of mostly agricultural land into a new I-94 development district. The district, added late in the township's 2026 master plan, could pave the way for a large-scale data center campus. Joining us is Adriana Welsh, Deputy Secretary of the Board of Citizens for a Better Macomb County. Ariana, I'm so glad you could join us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So before we get started into what you're going to be doing there tonight, give us the time and place for this meeting tonight.
So this is going to be at the Lenox Township Hall. Township Hall is located on Gratiot between 30 and 31 Mile. I'd say that it would be hard to find, but we're all farmland, so it's pretty easy to identify when you're on Gratiot there.
All right. And what time does it start?
It starts tonight at 6:30 for the Planning Commission meeting.
All right. You guys are warning us it's going to be a packed house. So your organization, your group, says that information is being kept from the public. Can you tell us what you base that on? What kind of information is being kept from the public?
Unfortunately, pretty much all the communications that have been happening with the developer's representatives. The only way we've been able to find information was through FOIA requests. We've been, I will air quote, reassured by the supervisor in the township that there's no active applications and nothing that's been presented to the township. Yet I just received via FOIA letters from the developer's attorneys stating that they have a lot of time invested into a large-scale campus project and want to make sure that the ordinances are getting passed and what their requests are for changes to the ordinance that's being proposed.
Those of us that live further down towards the city here see 1,500 acres of agricultural land as a large piece of land. So what are the long-term economic, environmental, the infrastructure impacts of converting that much land into a high resource demand district?
That's from what I'm able to gather from basic information, a terrifying thought, because this is something that is far outside of what our community is able to sustain. There's a lot of interest in potential tax revenue and things like that. But the things that aren't being discussed are the environmental impacts, the utility demand.
Yep.
We have water billing deficiencies, according to the township's last audit report, that are concerning, that not only would we potentially have water issues, but we also have a nearly bankrupted water system in Lenox Township on billing. So, we're also right in the natural waterways of runoff that goes to Lake St. Clair. So there's, you know, the other environmental concerns that come along with more than just an industrial complex or large scale data center. It's also being planned right next to Pine Tree Acres landfill.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of unknowns, and those unknowns and the deafening silence coming from the elected officials in Lenox Township are creating lots of questions and concerns because they seem to listen to the developers more than they listen to the residents.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second, Ariana, because we've done a lot of reporting on this here at WJR. Look, we all use our computers every day. We use AI every day, whether you know it or not, you are. We demand that our computers are fast and efficient. And, you know, there's just a lot of technology that I'm talking about normal, ordinary people use every single day. We need to expand our these data centers in order to keep up with that demand. So how do you respond to that?
Absolutely agree with you. However, it should be conducive to what the community can sustain. So we should not be creating industrial districts like what's being done in Lenox Township or what has recently been discussed in Washington Township. We should not be creating plots for these to be done and built on. It should be accommodated by what is in the community already. And maybe that's more smaller scale, more realistic for the smaller communities. Also, potentially looking into brownfield sites and other sites that may not be developable otherwise in other communities, and maybe utilizing those particular areas.
And you, again, are reiterating the fact that you don't feel your concerns, your group's concerns, the Citizens for Better Macomb County, that you're getting any answers from the elected leadership.
No, we get very disregarded. We have reached out with communications. Extremely generic.
Okay, I'm sorry. You just dropped out on us there, and I was afraid we'd lost you. So you get generic answers back when you ask questions, you're saying?
Yep, generic answers, or the standard answer is just FOIA it.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of experience with FOIA. I know what that really means. So,
We get the full extension request. After 5 days, we get a 10-day extension. And then typically, at least in my personal experience, I get bills that are billed at illegal rates. So we're constantly dealing with paywalls and failure to produce information and things like that.
Wow. So you guys have your work cut out for you tonight. How many people are you expecting?
I'd like to see a few hundred people. It would be great. This isn't something that just impacts Lenox Township. This is impacting all the communities around us. And it's really setting a precedent. If it goes through in Lenox Township, it's going to make and pave a way for these developers to go and do the same kind of process in other communities and rural communities too. So it's really important to put our foot down and start demanding the answers and trying to get the answers that we can, but also showing up and having those voices heard.
Arianna Walsh is the Deputy Secretary of the Board, Citizens for Better Macomb County. Thank you so much for talking to us today. I hope we'll have you back on to talk more about this. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Marie. I appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Have a great afternoon. All right. Joining me here in the big room in the big chair is Ryan Armani, ready to take over. Ryan, we were a little worried about you earlier, wondering how you took the news about Dusty May.
I didn't think I was going to make it, Marie. I thought I was going to have to have you do 4 hours today.
Yeah, right.
But then I think that wouldn't have been fair to you. But look, this is college sports right now. If you're a coach in football or in basketball and you have the opportunity to jump to the pros, you do it, because college sports is just an absolute disaster right now. It is all transactional. Who can make the most money? You're basically on one-year deals. You're re-recruiting everybody that you have, not only on your program, but on everybody else out there. They got to figure something out, because it's getting bad out there.
Well, but this is just fueling that fire then. If it's all about money, this is what this is. Right?
Yeah. I think Dusty May would have stayed in college if he did not have to deal with transfer portal and NIL. But we live in a capitalist society, so go make the most money you can for all the kids too, I guess. But that's it. Money, money, money.
It's a changing world. Certainly a changing world. All right, Ryan Armani is up next here on WJR. Stay with him for the rest of the afternoon. It's a big night tonight with fireworks, so we'll talk more about that, I bet, coming up. Have a great afternoon, everybody. I'm Marie Osborne. I'm in for Paul W. Smith. He's going to be hosting the show tonight on the riverfront. Join him at 7 o'clock.